Thank you all for attending tonight. Our God no longer serves us in the flesh. But make no mistake, within each and every one of us, he lives on in spirit. Our God was a man who had intention in each word he spoke. Not one movement or utterance wasted. He brought to life a new world that neither of us were able to see before his existence. For that, I'm sure we're all grateful. It is unfortunate that his life has come to an abrupt end. We may never find an answer to our whys when it comes to death. I've come to accept the passing of time and the passing of those around me, especially those that I've loved. I found solace in knowing that one day I will go too. Maybe there's something greater after this. Maybe there isn't. In any case, our God moves forward. His reach can only grow beyond this godforsaken world. No words spoken within these walls should ever escape. The world outside will not understand our devotion and our dedication to our God. It was in his will to be brought back here and to lie within the floorboards of this very establishment. He had built these walls from the ground up and had been bound to it until his dying breath. Once he is encased within the structures of this hall, a new life will be given to our community. It was brought upon me to continue his legacy. It was written, and so it shall be done. Cease your questions and concerns. There shall be no arguments or qualms. I am your new God. You will live to serve me and me alone. You will all satisfy me, and I will bring you life. Tonight is a very special night. Though tragedy has struck our very walls, we do not scour in fear and grieving. We celebrate this night together with a newfound lust for life. Tonight, we will indulge and dedicate our lives to sin. Tonight, a virgin from the outside world has been taken in, plucked away from his very mundane life. He will go through a transfiguration that will open his eyes to our reality. Fear not, for no one is looking for this man. Once he's been transformed, he will become my right hand. Why are you all so alarmed? In the crowd, I hear nothing but hushed conversation amongst yourselves. Do you dare question the rites? Do you not recall that your former God no longer serves you any purpose? How dare you? What is it? Is it jealousy for power? That a mere commoner has been chosen and taken for the role? You could not possibly be upset at something you have no understanding of. Our former god, dare I say, had traditions that were quite barbaric, that were not seen in the naked eye. Of course, I had witnessed many failed indoctrinations in the years that we've been together. Mutilation, conversion therapies, blackmail. This is simply abduction. Under my power, no one will suffer. We will no longer have the need to dish irreversible punishment to the innocent. It's imperative that the right hand has no will to be part of our community. His soul needs to be pure, broken down, ruined, until all that he can think or speak of is lust. Bring him in. This gentleman right here will be the star of tonight's events. Cast your gaze upon your new right hand and welcome him into our humble community. Put him on his knees in front of me. You were once a worm, wriggling through the dirt, blind, unaware of your purpose in life. I am here to give it to you. Do you understand what you will experience? Pure pleasure. Pure lust. Lust beyond this world. You will become my slave. You will be reborn, my slave, and die, my slave. You have not yet seen me. You're not ready for it. You do not take the leather hood off your face unless instructed to. You will not freely move unless instructed to. You will not speak unless instructed to. Though when you are spoken to, you may respond only with, "Yes, goddess," and "Thank you, goddess." And most importantly, you will not come unless given permission to. Now nod your head if you understand, and speak. Good slave. Everyone, for the celebration of life that once was and the life to come, please join me in our evening of debauchery. Fill the air with symphonies of moans, cries, and screams of ecstasy. I want holes filled, cocks to be pleased, and cum overflowing. Let's begin and witness our virgin sacrifice. Oh, no need to fear. You will not die. I will guide you. When I remove your hood, do not look at me. Avert your gaze to the floor. You do not meet eyes with anyone. Good slave, this is your new home. I understand that your tears may be of fear and longing to be where you once were, but that's not the life that I envisioned for you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, slave. If you ever disrespect me again, you will die in this building, and I will bury you like how I buried our former leader. Don't make me fucking do it. Everyone in this building thinks that our leader had a natural death. I make a pretty convincing alibi. Please, do not test me. Now, open your mouth. This tablet will help you loosen up. Maybe you were saving yourself for someone special. Little did you know that special someone was me. Swallow. You will not die. You need to trust me. Oh, you're starting to sweat. Perfect. Your body was made for this. I knew you were the right one. Get up. Off your knees. Stand before me. Strip. I can see your cock is growing hard under those pants. I said strip. Now. You can hear what's happening behind you, correct? Crowds of men and women partaking in a multitude of sexual deviancies. What we're doing is no different. Now strip. You have a very nice cock. You're quite gifted. I'm happy to call you my slave. The pill is working. You're quite aroused now. I want you to touch yourself. This isn't new for you, I'm sure. How many nights do you spend at home masturbating to your screen? Pornographic material can get so repetitive until you need something real. Are you not grateful for me? Stroke your cock. Let me see how you work. Will it encourage you to see my tits? You may look. Do you like the way they bounce? Do you like how soft they look? Don't you just want to put your mouth on them? Lick my nipples. Bite them. Stroke faster for me, slave. Come closer. I didn't ask you to stop stroking. I want you to push your cock in between my tits. Just like that. Don't be shy. You can moan all you'd like. I know you're very turned on. I feel like you're already ready to come. How does that feel, slave? My breast squeezing your cock, rubbing it up and down, slathered in your pre-cum, and by my blessed saliva. You should thank me, you scum. Thank your goddess for gracing your cock with my breasts and spit. How about if I go faster, squeezing you harder? I love how your cock feels. It's almost driving me to the edge. Are you ready to come? Come all over my tits, slave. I want you to be a slut for me, a little whore, my whore. Come for me, slut. Come for your new god. Oh, get on your knees. In between my legs. This is your time to shine, whore. I want you to please me. Make me come lick my pussy. I know you haven't done this before, so I'll guide you. Bring your lips closer. Closer. Take it in. Let me hold your head. I want you to lick me up and down. Make it nice and slow. Lap up my juices. Exactly. Oh, like that. Oh, there's the clit. I need you to suck on it. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, your mouth feels good. Use your tongue. Oh, deeper. Deeper. Do you like it when I pull your hair? When I push my pussy right into you? Oh, you're learning quickly, slut. Yes. Yes. My good whore. You are a treat. And look, you're hard again, you greedy slut. I suppose we can go again. I want to taste that cock. Get up. Go ahead. Come. Come in my mouth. I want you to spill your seed down my fucking throat. That is your offering, the only offering you can provide that proves any ounce of worth. Oh, I'm surprised that you can come so much. Your cock is certainly better than the former gods. It's almost a crime to say that you've exceeded my expectations. I grow suspicious with your experience, but I suppose that comes with what you're working with. I'm impressed. Come with me to the altar. Do not look at me. Lie down. I know you do not want this, but you will fucking learn. You'll learn to love and please me. I will take what's mine because you need to understand that, yes, maybe I'm being quite polite and nurturing to you now, but I do not take disrespect lightly. It's a very easy process to take away someone's life. Everyone makes it seem like it's quite difficult and that it's a process that requires some kind of methodical thinking, but it doesn't have to be. Now, you'll give me what I want. If I want it to be that you've drained all your cum and that you cannot move from this altar, then that's what I want. You're mine. Your cock is mine. Your seed is mine. Watch my pussy devour your cock. Cry all you want. Beg all you want. Your body says otherwise. The effects of the pill will be enough to last all evening. After this, you'll serve the higher men and women. They will rape you and use you all they need. And I will watch and partake. Oh, yes, this. This is your life now. Oh. Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. I never asked you to come inside me. I didn't say you could. Get up. Get up on your fucking knees. Who the fuck said that you could come inside my pussy, huh? You worthless fucking whore. I had high hopes for you and you fuck it up like this. How dare you? You stupid slut. Do you want to die? I said, do you want to die? No? Lick it up. Lick my fucking pussy. You stupid whore. Eat your own fucking cum. Do it. Do it now. You're very lucky that I've not lost my temper completely. But you will fucking pay for this. Eat it up. That's right. Ugh, serves you for being such an ignorant and greedy brat. Make sure you get it all.
Guards, bring me his hood!
Don't fucking fight me. Take this man away into the dungeon. I will join you shortly. Make sure that he's been branded on his back, our insignia for his punishment. May he remember that his wrongdoing served no purpose in our establishment. Everyone, I will take 5 women and 5 men to the dungeon, each of which will take turns on our new right hand. You may use and abuse him as you see fit. Perhaps this will engrave a memory in his mind that he dares not forget. We have a lot to work with, whore. It's clear to me that you're not quite ready. I will make sure that you are broken. You will never see the light of day. You will be mine forever. Just remember, I am your fucking God.